Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Cancel culture is attacking Christian colleges and universities. That's the headline. David James comes to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
This week, an article written by Al Mohler caught our attention because it deals with how the cancel culture could endanger Christian institutions of higher learning.
Al Mohler is the president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and even though we would have some strong theological disagreements with him, he is an astute observer of culture, I would say. And last week, he wrote an article titled, "They're Coming for Oral Roberts University, and That Means They Are Coming for You, Too." And here's the background to the story. Oral Roberts was a Cinderella story in the NCAA playoffs this year when they made it to the Sweet 16, but that wasn't before there was a call for their exclusion on ideological grounds. And Mohler was referring to an article by Hamal Haveri, a race and inclusion editor for USA Today's sports media group. And when ORU made it to the Sweet 16, she wrote this: "Part of the joy of March Madness has always been watching smaller schools upset powerhouse programs because everyone loves an underdog. People take their improbable run to heart and celebrate the tiny evangelical university in Tulsa, Oklahoma." And then she continued, "And yet, as the spotlight grows on Oral Roberts and it reaps the goodwill, publicity, and revenue of a national title run, the university's deeply bigoted anti-LGBTQ plus policies can't stand and shouldn't be ignored." And then finally she said, "That Christian school upholds the values and beliefs of its fundamentalist namesake, making it not just a relic of the past, but wholly incompatible with the NCAA's own stated values of equality and inclusion. This thing is heating up, and combined with the challenges and the shift to online learning due to COVID, I'm not sure how many schools are going to be able to survive if this starts getting tested, and because Christian schools aren't churches."
David James with the details on how cancel culture is attacking Christian institutions of higher learning. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The story of Oral Roberts University making it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA March Madness is tangible evidence of how this so-called cancel culture is after any and all institutions that may claim to be Christian. That would include universities, churches, and Christian ministries. Let me remind you that the culture does not dictate our lives and ministries. The Word of God, the Bible, directs our daily walk and lifestyle. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...